Welcome to the DermVet Podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Bourgeois, a board-certified veterinary dermatologist practicing in Portland, Oregon with animal dermatology clinics. I'm also a mom of two, just trying to find the balance like everyone else. Let's learn to ditch the itch, cytology, everything, and make derm more fun than frustrating.
Okay, you asked, and I got a pretty resounding response. I had showed on social media a few different pictures of German Shepherd cases I have seen in the dermatology clinic. And then I asked, because I've actually been seeing a lot of German Shepherds. I mean, we always see quite a few German Shepherds within our practice. You know, there's certain breeds we see quite a few of, German Shepherds, Labrador Retrievers, Pit Bull Terriers. But I have been seeing quite a few German Shepherds. And I do find that their allergies can be a bit difficult and maybe follow a different path compared to some other breeds that we see. And I want to just talk about a couple different studies and then some diseases that we know can be a bit more specific to German Shepherds. So I figured I would make a podcast episode because when I mentioned the idea, you guys were really into it. So hopefully I will cover the ground that we are hoping for in this episode of the podcast. So when we talk about German Shepherds, we do know that they are a breed that is predisposed to allergic dermatitis. You know, we see them for atopic dermatitis, cutaneous adverse food reaction, and certainly flea bite hypersensitivity. What's also really important to realize is, remember, they can have combinations of those. So when we have dogs who come in and they're showing signs of atopic dermatitis, we are going to suggest that they are on really good isoxazoline flea prevention, as we've talked about numerous times, just to rule out the possibility of that triggering any sort of skin issue in that pet. Because we do see flea allergy pop up when dogs are middle-aged or even older, and it's just something that we can control, especially in this breed that, you know, we have plenty of German Shepherds who spend quite a bit of time outside, but of course we know even indoor pets can really struggle with flea bite hypersensitivity. What I think is really interesting, if we first just focus on German Shepherd pyoderma and say atopic dermatitis or food allergy that can lead to that. There have been studies that show the distribution and the type of lesions between breeds of dogs can be variable. We've talked a bit about this before, but if we think of, you know, an allergic Westie, if I say atopic Westie, what do you think about? And most of us think of lichenification, yeast, because that's just a really predominant presentations that Westies show us. So what do German Shepherd dogs show us within a dermatology clinic, just focusing on allergies and the infections they get from that? Well, there have been interesting studies done looking at some of these breed distributions. And one study that looked at lots of different breeds that we commonly see and the way they show us their allergy actually was suggestive that there was a significant risk locus on canine chromosome 27 for canine atopic dermatitis in German Shepherd dogs. And placophyllin 2, which is a structure that's within the epidermis, was defined as a top candidate gene. Why does that matter? You know, we're discovering more and more about the differences that some of these dogs show us. And there has to be, when we say atopic dermatitis, that's a big term. There has to be some differences in why we see genetically some of the distribution, the types of lesions that these pets get between different breeds present differently in the clinic. Again, the Westie being really yeasty. We're going to talk about the German Shepherd dog, you know, Labrador Retrievers. And of course, they get a lot of like the paws and the ears. We see the Boston Terriers, a lot of like axillary region, the Frenchies, axillary region, paws. Like there's just, it doesn't mean it's true for all of the allergic cases that are within those breeds, but we do see a bit of a significant difference in some of these presentations. So let's refocus back on the German Shepherd. So again, placophyllin 2, specific protein within the epidermis. When they look at just like the distribution, like what areas of the body tend to be most affected, and they had percentages and ranges they looked at. In German Shepherd, the highest percentage, you know, like 80% plus, and I see this clinically, is the ventral abdomen and paws, especially the front paws. And I see this so often in German Shepherds compared to other breeds of dogs that I manage for allergies. You know, they will come in, they will have lesions on their abdomen that are ulcerative and draining and, you know, uncomfortable. You know, they'll have draining lesions just on their paws, very uncomfortable. Of course, I have German Shepherds who just show me more traditional signs of allergies, like they lick their paws, they chew their paws, you know, and certainly they can be responsive and do well with things like Apoquel and Cytopoint. But if I have cases where their allergies have not controlled with those therapies, or they come in with just all of that draining and fire engine red and ulcerative skin, one, we have to cytology them. You know, German Shepherd pyoderma, whenever you get a disease specifically like subcategorized for your breed, that probably means you're a bit different about it. And what we see with these German Shepherds and their pyoderma is it'll just be extremely inflammatory, extremely, again, like ulcerative and draining. And so if I think about a difficult German Shepherd allergic case, I think about like draining ulcerative lesions on the paws and on the ventral abdomen. And that's what studies have shown as far as distribution. Now, other information presented virtually at our World Congress of Veterinary Dermatology in 2020. And don't forget that we're due to have it again this year in 2024 in Boston. And I hope to see some of you there. Some information that was presented by Dr. Tim Nuttall, who's out of Europe, showed that as far as distribution, elbows, hind limbs, thorax, and kind of that generalized area was an issue in German Shepherd dogs with allergies. Again, they'll just kind of come in with their abdomen and even the rest of their thorax can be matted down with a bunch of debris from that infection. There was also a look at just presentation of allergies besides distribution and decreased pruritus without lesion. So some of these dogs, again, you can get the itchy German Shepherd, but some of them will just break out with these really inflammatory draining lesions. And maybe they weren't itchy really before that happened. They also can get increased seborrhea. So maybe again, moistness to their skin. And they're susceptible to things like pyotraumatic dermatitis, which would be a lot of the things we're describing, but clinically what some people consider hot spots. So again, just a different distribution of what we see. So one of my biggest suggestions when you get these dogs in, of course, the cytology, put them on, honestly, a lot of times antibiotics. I love doing topicals if I can, but if that German Shepherd comes into you and they are so uncomfortable, it's hard for the owner to touch them, it's, you know, hard for us to examine them, I honestly will often, I'll culture them if that is warranted, but I'll often just treat them with a systemic antibiotic because a lot of times these infections are a bit deeper and not have the owner do topical therapy for a period of time, depending on the severity of those lesions, just because the pet gets really uncomfortable and shy around them. And again, we're thinking of that long-term process of managing them. And one of my concerns is if I just have that owner like bathe them when they're screaming and uncomfortable, like we're not going to be able to bathe that pet really successfully in the future. So kind of similar to what I've talked about with ear disease, where I say just do some steroids and, you know, calm down that ear before you have someone put a topical in. This is a situation where I may say, like, here's topical therapy, but don't start it for, you know, 5 days. Let's get your pet comfortable first. Depending, and this is all personal preference, you know, all dermatologists practice differently, general practitioners practice differently. I'm just giving you my experience. Depending on the severity of infection and how inflamed they are, I will often put them on a low-dose steroid as we're controlling things. Now, I try to tell the owner, like, our hope is to adjust our therapy in the future, but because they're so uncomfortable and inflamed, I do find just a low-dose steroid, you know, like 0.5 mg/kg, maybe up to 1 mg/kg, tapering down can be really helpful. Like, yes, I love to just treat infection, but if they are just super inflamed, sometimes that can provide a lot of relief as long as you are putting them on appropriate antimicrobial therapy. And then please, if you have these German Shepherds coming in with draining lesions, please don't just send them home on 1 week of systemic antibiotic with and don't recheck them. deep pyoderma, I usually treat them for probably about like 3 weeks and have them come back depending on the owner's schedule. But I recheck them before I will let them stop. That's true for almost any pyoderma, but especially these deep draining lesions, because they often do need more extended time periods of systemic antibiotics. Hopefully by then we're seeing improvement, we're able to implement topical therapy, and then we're having discussions of what's next. Now, if they haven't really had a longstanding history of this, we might be able to try something, you know, like Apoquil, and of course, allergy testing and food trials and everything we would normally do an allergic pet. But when I have these cases that just over and over again, you know, broken out with these draining lesions or inflammation, a lot of times they have a history of trying allergy medications and not being successful with them. I do find that a lot of these German Shepherds do very well with cyclosporin. So cyclosporin just being kind of that broad anti-inflammatory, you know, we know there's certain diseases that we're going to talk about, like the fistular diseases that tend to do really well with cyclosporin. So I do feel like a lot of these German Shepherds long-term end up doing well with cyclosporin. So 5 to 10 mg/kg daily, you know, different options of how you can implement that. You know, Atopica, of course, being a great option. Capsule liquid form. There's Cyclovance, which is an equivalent, bioequivalent. That's a non-flavored liquid form that's labeled for allergic dermatitis in dogs. But I do try to transition them to that, still keep them on some steroids for a short period of time, since cyclosporin can take some time to work. So usually I'm treating the infection to get it under control with a low-dose steroid. Again, this is all case dependent. But then when we recheck, things are going well, you know, I'll try to transition them to something like cyclosporin. And then, of course, we have to dive into the history and all the other allergic questions we would ask to know if we should do a food trial, if one's been done or not. We certainly can see food allergy in German Shepherds. Or if we're going to, you know, try to transition off steroids and get to the point of allergy testing so we can start them on immunotherapy long term. So I do find their presentation of allergies, infection, and maybe treatment can be a bit different compared to a lot of other breeds. Again, that doesn't mean you can't have a German Shepherd do great on Apoquil, but if they've got those draining lesions, they're not responding, that is usually what I am leaning on. And then, of course, we know we have certain diseases that we just tend to see more in German Shepherds. You know, of course, there are certain diseases like mucocutaneous lupus, things like that, but if we just focus on things that we almost predominantly see in German Shepherds, or German Shepherd mixes, that would be those fistular diseases. So metatarsal fistulas. So if you have a German Shepherd and above that metacarpal pad, or even, you know, metatarsal pad, you can see it on the front or hind limbs. You can see one, you can see it on all four limbs. If you get kind of that swollen area that's just draining serosanguinous stuff, it's a little crusty, almost looks like little fistulas there. That is a disease that we tend to see more commonly in German Shepherds. Same with perianal fistulas. We know that perianal fistulas we predominantly see in German Shepherds, you know, younger to middle-aged German Shepherds or German Shepherd mixes. And sometimes we don't know if there's the potential that a rescue of a mixed breed could have some German Shepherd present. But those perianal fistulas is something we predominantly see in that breed as well. So kind of the same thing. We're going to look for infection, but both of those diseases tend to do pretty well with cyclosporin, and there's tacrolimus and diet changes and all the other things you can do with perianal fistulas. Fovea being something we have some good support with. But in general, a lot of those diseases tend to do pretty well with infection control and cyclosporin. So, you know, sometimes we'll make jokes in dermatology that German Shepherds have a cyclosporin deficiency. You know, hopefully we'll find out more about these cases, but you can really manage them fairly well. You just have to educate owners, you know, on infection control, kind of that more broad spectrum anti-inflammatory control that we need in these cases. But it is, you can successfully manage them. But I don't want you to forget about the differences we can see in some of these breeds, some of the diseases that are more prevalent in these breeds, some of the ways our allergies can be a bit different. So when you see that German Shepherd come in with a really uncomfortable, crusty red abdomen and paws, you know, just thinking, okay, I'm going to check infection. Hopefully I have taught you that well enough to this point. But then maybe if we haven't responded to Cytopoint Apoquel in the past, we treat infection, you know, maybe we need a low-dose steroid, and then maybe don't forget about something like cyclosporine as an option. Or if they're open to referral, you know, certainly refer them. You know, there's a lot of discussion that goes around these cases, but when you take those cases that are so dramatic with their lesions and you're able to get that wonderful after picture, you know, I love a before and after picture, and get them comfortable and just dramatically affect their quality of life. It is so, so cool. So don't be afraid of these cases, but just remember, we have to think about the differences we see in these breeds. We have to think about the differences we see in management of skin disease. So I hope I've given you a little bit more comfort as far as seeing these cases of German Shepherd dog skin disease.